Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price is with us today, Friday afternoon, getting you home. Appreciate that ride home. We really do. It's still a little chilly out there. Kind of put things in perspective for you. Days getting longer. Spring creeping closer. 44 days until DST. That's daylight savings time.
Yeah.
That gets underway Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives Thursday, March 20th. But what does this all lead up to? It leads off to one of the nicest times of year that I have to deal with. And I love it. It's, of course, the Pensacola Double Bridge Run. For many, many years, I would be up at 4 o'clock in the morning getting set up in front of Quiet Water Beach. And because when they put the barricades up, and this is when I was doing the ECUA water truck.
Right.
When you put the barricades up, you got to get there before the barricades or you can't get your truck in a position. So you got to get there real early, if you know what I'm saying. Amy Marquez, Pensacola Sports, with us this afternoon. Amy, was I telling a true story?
Yes, you were. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. But you know those early morning sessions, especially with Double Bridge, can be extremely cold sometimes.
Yes, and still true to this day. We are out there at 4 in the morning setting up a finish line and both start lines for the 5K and the 15K. So it's usually the sun isn't quite up yet, so we're getting all that wind and the cold weather before the sun comes up. So a lot of good volunteers and staff out there getting everything ready for the participants.
You know, this is the real deal, Amy. This is an iconic event, a world-class event, if you will. 15K race, one of the premier 15K races in the country. I think the unique aesthetics about this race is just the scenery.
Yes. It is, I believe, I want to say, don't quote me on this, but probably about 80-85% over water. You know, you're starting in downtown, only running about 3 miles on land, and then you're on the 3 mile bridge for the next 3 miles, and then you're into Gulf Breeze for a little bit,
right.
And then you're over another bridge for the remainder of the race. So, and water on both sides, not just on one side. So you're being able to see those nice views all the way out to till you can't really see the till you can't really see the horizon anymore. So it's a really nice run. Early in the morning, I'm sure some of the participants are seeing the sunrise, so it's a really good views all around.
Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports. Amy, how many years you been doing this? About 10?
Oh no, I've been here about probably 7 years.
Oh, pretty close though. Pretty close.
Pretty close, almost.
I love this race. I got to tell you, last year was my first year at the starting line. Usually do it at the finish line. But I was at the starting line, and it was real funny. Ray Palmer and I were standing there together, and they were doing the national anthem. And there was a young lady from O.J. Sims Elementary School that was singing the national anthem. I will never forget this. Why? Because Ray Palmer and I were probably the only two people out of those thousands of people there that actually had gone to O.J. Sims Elementary School. We were joking. So we're the only two people here that probably know about O.J. Sims. But anyway, is it a good race this year? A lot of attendance? How's it looking for us?
Yeah, we are over 3,000 runners registered right now. Nice. and still counting every day. We've had at least 30 to 40 registering a day. So I think that number will get up there quickly as the time is running out. We only have 8 days left before the race, so it's approaching fairly fast. And when this last week with the snow, we've had a couple days of delay, so we're going to be preparing a lot this next week, just doing a lot to prepare for the race.
So walk me through this process with the race. You guys must start planning for this thing right when this one ends for next year.
Yes, pretty much. If not before it even starts, we're already planning to, you know, things that we want to do next year. Either we want to do them a little bit better, or we want to change the way we're doing them. But you know, we're always thinking ahead and always thinking for the next year. So we're definitely, it's a year-long process for this race, as are any other events. You're always kind of thinking ahead to the following year and what you can do better and how you can make it better for the participants that are coming to do it.
That's why I always say, if you see the Pensacola Sports signature, I call it the good housekeeping seal of approval. If you see the Pensacola Sports logo, it's an event that's going to be right on target and a class act, if you will. But here's one question I do have for you. I've always wondered, how do you get the people kind of transported to the starting line? Where do they park their cars? Where does this work out at?
So we have hire one of the school system to help us with buses. So we have about 40 buses that people can park at Casino Beach. So they'll actually park at the finish line in the main Casino Beach parking lot, and then they can get bused to either the 5K or the 15K. So whichever race that they're actually running, we'll bus them to the start, and then their cars will be waiting for them at the end when they get there.
So I see the, this is traditional. It looks like Double Bridge kicks off at 6, and then they pick up the 5K over in Gulf Breeze at 7:30. Is that pretty close?
Actually, 15K will start at 7 a.m. and the 5K is at 8:30.
See, that's why I asked you. I didn't want to mislead anybody on this thing. So everybody's really excited about it. I am, and I'll be down at the starting line again this year for the Publix Pensacola Double Bridge Run. And Amy Marquez, you guys do a great job. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
All right. I enjoy talking to her. I thought it was close to 10 years.
Well,
she corrected me. 7 years.
As you said, close enough. Yeah. Better part of.
On the other side of the five.
Yeah, she's done enough to be rounded up.
Yeah, she's one of the good guys and smart guys on that team. Really is. Hey, I want to get into this. I got to jump in here real quick on this. Stocks ending down today. Yeah, let me talk a little financials with you real quick. Edging back from all-time highs. Laura Cantner has the numbers for you this afternoon.
Americans were feeling a little more cautious this month. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading declined to 71.1. Those surveyed were concerned about the labor market and the impact of planned tariffs on imports. U.S. economic activity increased at a slower pace at the start of 2025, with the services sector leading the way. Shares of Venture Global opened below its IPO price in its stock market debut Friday, after the natural gas exporter lowered its estimated price range. Stocks tanking Friday, the Dow Jones ending down 141, S&P 500 down 17, NASDAQ down 99. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break, but before we do, I'll get you a very quick check of the roads and weather. We'll get a more in-depth look at around 5:25. But this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. The most I need to tell you right now is that we still have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. And if you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards downtown Pensacola, you might want to take the exits at Tahar or Maxwell. As for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 30 tonight, high of 54, low of 43 tomorrow. When we return, got some state headlines for you, including a freed ex-Proud Boys leader speaking out days after arriving home following his pardon from President Trump. Details on that and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida's chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January the 28th. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Patronis's campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Eddie Maloney, otherwise known as Eddie Money.
I'm a man of my word.
Yes, you are.
I said we had two Eddie Money songs, or I said I had another one coming.
I was holding my breath on that.
Yeah, you were turning blue in the face there. Figured I'd get it out of the way.
Okay, if you're watching some B-roll from Fox tonight, throughout the evening or so, they are showing some B-roll of those Marine Ospreys. And I know they're Marine pilots on board those, because that's who fly those Ospreys for the military. And they were all trained here in Pensacola, so it was nice seeing some of our aviators patrolling the border wall today.
Yeah.
They're flying those Ospreys up and down the wall. Many of the active duty military service members deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border by President Trump have arrived making a pretty big impact there. Jessica Rosenthal is following the story for us today.
Three large military planes landed at Biggs Airfield Thursday afternoon. Officials at Fort Bliss in El Paso confirmed they were there as part of President Trump's deployment of active duty troops to the border. 1,500 were sent, 1,000 to Texas. 500 were in California on standby for the fires, now set to work the border. The president was asked in the Oval Office Thursday while signing executive orders what he wants them to do.
Making sure that the border is safe and secure and that criminals don't come into our country.
Officials say for now they will be used in support of Border Patrol with transportation and intelligence, but also to help construct physical barrier like putting up concertina wire in certain spots along the border. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 527 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we had a lot of issues in the Perdido area near Perdido Bay. Also had some on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. However, a lot of those areas have seemingly cleared out. Very happy to hear that and very happy to see that people are staying safe here. Only problem I want to highlight is if you are traveling southbound on I-110 heading towards downtown Pensacola, still have some closures in that area, so you're going to want to probably take the exits near Tahar or Maxwell. Also, as for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 54, low of 43. And Sunday, high of 62, low of 49.
Okay, 528 News Radio 92.3. Those big yellow birds that you see at Pensacola International is called Spirit Airlines. They've updated their policy to include a stricter dress code for passengers. Yeah. Ted Linder has more on this report.
The budget airline says the new contract of carriage, which was updated Wednesday, will ban flyers for sporting what they describe as trashy looks. The new rules say that guests will not be permitted to board the aircraft if they are barefooted or inadequately clothed. Among the examples of inappropriate travel outfits include see-through clothing, exposed breasts or buttocks, or otherwise lewd, obscene, or offensive clothing. The new regulation comes after several incidents of passengers being called out over their attire. The airline recently filed for bankruptcy due to struggles from the pandemic and looming debt payments. The airline tried to merge with JetBlue but dropped the merger after the Justice Department blocked the deal. Ted Linder, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. Freed ex-Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio speaking out just days after being pardoned by President Trump. While not condoning the violence against police on January 6th, he says fellow convicted January 6ers deserve to be free, and he's assessing his options when it comes to suing because he wants accountability. He maintains that he, the Proud Boys, and American patriots did nothing wrong, but some might have been violent.
Okay, new tool for your air travel plans. Yeah, we're talking about aviation here. Mapping the most turbulent routes. Teresa Crowley has more.
It's called the eddy dissipation rate, or EDR, for measuring the intensity of air turbulence. And the aviation forecast website Turbly has mapped 10,000 routes and 550 airports most subject to turbulence. Last year in the U.S., that was the 350 air miles of Albuquerque to Denver. Other top turbulent routes, Denver to Jackson, Wyoming, back to Salt Lake City, then Denver to Salt Lake City. Note the higher terrain and mountains, which force air up and over the peaks, creating turbulence, stronger in the winter jet stream and in thunderstorms, creating bumpy air as the plane passes through. But even the roughest routes in the U.S. are rated light. The most turbulent global route is Argentina to Chile. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All right. News Radio 92.3 coming up in less than 7 minutes. We got a full load of sports to pass on to you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump visiting wildfire-ravaged Southern California late today. He's touring some of the hardest-hit areas of Los Angeles. Despite previous barbs, the president received a warm welcome from California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us. Not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated.
The two speaking near Air Force One, thousands of pro-life advocates descending upon Washington, D.C. today for the annual March for Life rally. A number of Republicans were on hand, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
We stand here today, you stand here today, to bear witness to the beauty and goodness of every human life.
The march unfolding hours after the president pardoned pro-life activists convicted of blockading abortion clinic entrances. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now.
While the pen of President Trump continues to strike the Gulf of Mexico, the latest target that's now been renamed to the Gulf of America. The federal government reportedly implementing that name change following a directive from President Trump. The directive also includes the reversal of an Obama-era decision to rename Mount McKinley in Alaska to Mount Denali. In a statement, the Interior Department says that the name changes are effective immediately for federal use. Meanwhile, in these early days of the Trump administration, a new initiative in California is gaining momentum called CalExit. If it's approved by voters in the Golden State, it would become an independent country. The Secretary of State of California says that organizers have begun gathering signatures, and if it goes through, it would be on the November ballot in 2028. The initiative must collect more than 500,000 signatures. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day a bit lower, the Dow off around 140 points, the S&P and NASDAQ seeing some weakness as well. And that is your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now, there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Conference Championship Weekend is here. The Bills have defeated the Chiefs in their last four regular season matchups, but are 0-3 against them in the playoffs. I think this is Josh Allen's time, so give me the Bills to beat the Chiefs by a score of 27-23. And the NFC Championship game, I have the Eagles taking care of the Commanders by a final score of 27-20. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you, or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and whoever that is.
Fall Out Boy.
What?
Fall Out Boy. Quite a jump in our generations here when it comes to the music I've been playing. I was playing Eddie Money earlier.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
This song came out in 2014. That's what it says.
Okay. But boy band? Is it a boy band?
They are a boy band, yeah, but they kind of moved away from that boy band image after the 2000s.
Oh, darn, I missed it.
Kind of a Fall Out Boy aficionado.
I missed that whole
here.
Time in my life.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. Okay. Let me give you some numbers here. Pass these along. The numbers, by golly, are in. Pensacola shattered a snow total record that had stood for over 100 years. Before Tuesday, Pensacola's 24-hour snowfall record was 3 inches, set in 1895. I get dyslexic for some reason on that friggin' date, 1895. Okay, by Tuesday night, the unofficial total at Pensacola was 7.6 inches. That also exceeded the record for the most snowfall ever in Florida, of 4 inches recorded near Milton. Didn't Milton eventually get over 8.8 inches? Something like that.
Milton, at least some part of
it. I think it was like 8.8 inches.
Well, but that's the thing. I've seen reports that it was officially 10 inches recorded.
I will tell you this, in my trek on Tuesday night, in the middle of the storm, horrible.
Really?
I'm talking about all the way when you cross the bridge in downtown Milton, going on 90 east. It, you know, they said, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office said, listen, the roads are impassable. Yeah. Okay. Chris Bryan in her story. Oh, right, sure. I'm going to go for it anyway. I went for it, and I kept saying, on my trek down south on 87, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
The roads were so, and listen, I lived in Colorado and where I've done this thing.
Yeah.
And I would have said, close the friggin' roads. Wow. They were really bad. I mean, really bad, especially over the Yellow River. The bridge there really froze up. And but I remember seeing the large amount of accumulated snowfall in the Milton area.
Yeah.
Jeez. Milton, you guys did a great job surviving that one. I mean, that was a big snowstorm.
That's why I wasn't here for a couple days.
Okay, while we're talking about this, during this week's icy roadways in dangerous conditions, Escambia County EOC and first responders responding to nearly 1,000 emergency calls from Tuesday to Thursday. Escambia Emergency Communications dispatched 960 calls for service through the county, including 568 emergency medical service calls, 392 fire rescue calls. And that's about it. Let's go ahead and jump into some sports. I just wanted to update you on, if you had not got those numbers yet.
They're much needed
nice
updates.
To talk, nice cooler talk, or possibly sitting around the dinner table tonight with your family. Oh, by the way.
Cooler
you know
talk was a nice pun, by the
you
way.
Know, yeah, right. Get it. You got that. Okay, let's talk sports here. Nearly a four-minute audio recording has been released, allegedly showing Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter impersonating him while attempting to transfer $200,000.
Ah, jeez.
Well, I want you to listen to it very closely. Jared Max has it.
The former interpreter of Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani will be sentenced February 6th, having pleaded guilty to bank fraud and filing a false tax return. Federal prosecutors recommended a prison sentence of 57 months for Ippei Mitsuhara, who stole $17 million from Shohei Ohtani to cover a gambling debt. A damning audio recording was released by prosecutors, in which they say Mitsuhara impersonated Ohtani on the phone with a bank, trying to get $200,000 for a wire transfer he said was for a car loan.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
Ippei Mitsuhara, posing as Ohtani, told the bank agent.
So I tried to log into online banking, and it told me that's not available to me at this time.
Mitsuhara called the bank 24 times for wire transfers. Audio courtesy the Associated Press. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, not a good look.
But I would say he's in a little trouble.
Here's one thing, though. We were talking earlier this week, Chris, about the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, needing to make sure that they can keep up with this with the whole coaching mayhem that always goes on in the early offseason. Well, the Jags have at least taken a shot at doing that.
Yeah, don't get me started on this one.
They're hoping to build a winning team after naming a new head coach. Owner Shad Khan released a statement earlier this afternoon saying he's hired Tampa Bay Buccaneers OC Liam Cohen as the team's new head coach. The 39-year-old is calling the leadership role an opportunity of a lifetime and one that he's going to run with to install a championship culture. He will be the franchise's 10th head coach. The decision comes several days after the Jags let go of their GM. So they're just starting anew.
Khan's crazy. That's all I can say. The owner of the team. Mm. They've never had a successful franchise. He's never pulled the right strings. He's never put the right coaches in there. And he continues to do so. What the Jaguars, and we had the discussion, they need a name. The Jaguars team needs a leader's name to give some validity back to that program. Came from the Bucks? Who's
Liam Cohen?
Okay, who is he?
He is their former offensive coordinator, but I see what you're saying. He's a very young guy,
right?
Lesser known.
Absolutely, they need stability and they need a name. And Trevor Lawrence can't do it himself.
Well, you know, another franchise that has been struggling. And they have all the higher of a standard, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
They made a move like what you're talking about. They got Pete Carroll. So, and I believe you've got more details on that.
Jared Mack is all over this story.
All righty, good. I didn't want to steal his thunder. Let me pull that up real quick.
He will become the oldest head coach in NFL history. Set to turn 74 early next season, veteran head coach Pete Carroll will bring his undying energy to a fourth NFL team. He's agreed to become the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Out of football this season following a 14-year run in Seattle as head coach of the Seahawks. That included 10 playoff appearances and the team's only Super Bowl title. Pete Carroll will take over a Raiders team that won four games this season and parted ways with head coach Antonio Pierce. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Carroll will sign a 3-year contract with an option for a fourth season, at which time he would be 78 years old. He also coached the Patriots and the Jets and won a national championship at USC. Jared Max, Fox News.
Pete Carroll needs to get an endorsement deal with a gum company.
Why is that?
You ever notice when he's on the sideline, he chews gum all the time. Just keeps chewing gum.
And back in his heyday, when he went to Seahawks and stuff or USC, he really should have done that.
Well, you know, he's still got time. He'd get a hold of Wrigley's.
He's got a new start here.
There you go.
I will say, this is what I said earlier. This is the type of move that the Jags should have probably made. I had a buddy of mine text me earlier saying, oh, this is a bad move. Normally, I'd agree. He's past his coaching prime. He's very old. But it's a matter of just trying to have a stepping stone, trying to get some sort of consistency. Colin Coward was talking about that earlier. And I agree with that. I think on the Raiders' curve with the typical decisions they make, this could have been far worse for them.
You're absolutely right.
Also wanted to touch on this very quickly here. Tom Brady, get this. Justin, as if he wasn't rich enough, he may be considering the sale of his mansion on Florida's Indian Creek Island. According to Bloomberg, his home located in the exclusive area known as Billionaire Bunker is not listed, but is receiving offers. Property values have soared since Jeff Bezos arrived on the island, and now Brady's newly finished bachelor pad has reportedly received bids valuing it more than $150 million. The record for the most expensive home ever sold in Miami belongs to a Ken Griffin who paid nearly, it says $7 million. I'm assuming that's $107 million for a Coconut Grove estate back in 2022.
Okay, Mr. Brady there, probably, look, not that I have anything to qualify this, but probably going to relocate to the Las Vegas area.
Yeah.
Where he's a team owner.
Right.
So, you know.
Especially with the Raiders starting anew.
So anyway.
With Pete Carroll.
We could probably read into that one. Real quick, if you don't mind, let's talk about the NFC Conference Championship schedule.
Yes.
This Sunday. Washington. I want to just get your feelings, if you don't mind. Washington, Philadelphia.
Man, I want Washington so bad, but I just know that Philly is a bigger beast. They are more experienced at this level. They are at home. I will say Jalen Hurts has been dealing with injuries. You're hearing about that. But the last time he was out for a game against the Commanders still had to come back and barely win. I don't like that. Like those odds.
Who's the most consistent team in your opinion?
I mean, I'd have to say the Chiefs.
Okay. Jeez. I'm talking about Washington, Philadelphia.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about of the two games. You're talking about just NFC.
The Washington, Philadelphia game.
I mean, I'd have to say the Eagles based on, as I said, their superior experience.
Now, see, that's where I would come off by saying their consistency questions, my pulling for them.
Really?
Not that I really have followed them. I mean, I follow them, but not real closely.
Well, and they haven't asserted much dominance over either of the teams they faced. Sure, they played a kind of shoddy Packers team, beat them by double digits. But I think, and this is why I mentioned the Chiefs earlier when I thought you were asking about all four teams, the Chiefs and Eagles, I think in both of their matchups, they do. They just have superior experience, and they are more proven at the higher level. And I think those shine in moments like these.
Okay, Buffalo, Kansas City is going to be a real interesting game. I'm hoping Buffalo takes it.
America's hoping Buffalo takes it. Everyone out of Kansas City, Missouri, and maybe Taylor Swift's sorority are wanting the Bills to win this game. But, man, gosh, the Chiefs own them in these games. That's what scares me. I want the Bills to win, though. And you know what? I believe in them enough that I say that they will. How's that?
Okay, there you go. You talked your sports today.
All right. 549 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We got a little bit carried away there. Got to get a quick check of the roads and weather here. If you are traveling southbound on I-110, they still got closures there. Some congestion is building up because of that. So if you're traveling in that direction towards downtown Pensacola, you may want to take the Tahar exit or the Maxwell exit. Keep that in mind. Also, weather-wise, 50 degrees right now, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 54, low of 43. Sunday, high of 62, low of 49. And at around this time every hour, I like to get to your Wall Street numbers. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 140 points to 44,424. S&P 500 fell 17 points to 6101. And the NASDAQ dropped 99 points to 19,954.
Did I mention to you how great a job that Matt Coughlin and Todd Payne's doing over at the International Airport?
You did.
I mean, this afternoon, and I was kind of bragging on this when we first came in. This was between the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. We were talking about, boy, you know, we had Matt Coughlin on the show yesterday, and he was saying, you know, give us a couple of days. We're going to have to kind of, you know, weed this thing out, make sure everything's right. He was setting us up. He was totally setting us up on that one. Hey, the board looks great today. As a matter of fact, I guess this can put a little bit of a smile into
bring a smile to your evening.
Well, what I'm just saying, bring a smile to, if you were on a flight, you wouldn't get it. But if you're picking somebody up, here's some flights that are working in your favor. Coming up out of Houston, it's United 53-56. Touchdown time, 6:18, now 6 o'clock, 18 minutes early. Coming up out of Charlotte, American 54-43. Touchdown 6:30, now 6:13. And Frontier out of Denver. 39-30, 6:39 touchdown expected at 6:18, all coming in under schedule.
All righty. That's good. That's good news to send us into the break here. 5:51. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I am going to ruin that good news because we've got an update on rents for single family homes, and it's not on the trajectory you'd prefer. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over two decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me tell you. You're my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Weather changing across the country. Kind of a different profile here I want to talk to you about. Flooding could actually be a problem in some areas impacted by those wildfires. We're talking about erosion. They're going to have a lot of problem with mudslides in SoCal area. Once this is all taking place and they get them all put out, then you're going to see the real damage start to set in and that erosion. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your weekend Fox weather forecast.
Another day of critical fire danger over Southern California as several more wildfires broke out yesterday and overnight. We've got gusty winds and dry conditions today, and then there will be a much needed break in the forecast with rain moving in starting Saturday through Monday. Unfortunately, too much wet weather could mean a risk for mudslides over the burn areas. Meanwhile, the cold air remains in place over much of the country, including the Gulf Coast, where we had record-breaking snow. A gradual warm-up will help with the melting process. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Main thing we've been touching on is I-110 traveling southbound towards downtown Pensacola. There are still some closures there, and there's a wave of congestion following that. So if you want to avoid all that mayhem, you might want to take the exit to onto Maxwell, or maybe onto Tahar as well. Those are the two that we've been promoting this afternoon. Do have an accident being reported on Highway 98 near 72nd Avenue. Got some minor congestion in that area. Outside of that stuff, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 30. Tomorrow, high of 54, low of 43. And Sunday, high of 62, low of 49.
Yeah, well, even though many areas of the nation are facing freezing temps, boat enthusiasts are flocking to NYC for the Discover Boating New York Boat Show. I bet you that's a fun thing. Madison Allworth is there with the latest.
You have a budget, you can buy a boat here. But you're going to need a big one if you want to get the queen of the show, which is that Formula Boat 457 CCS. This bad boy, fully loaded, sells for actually closer to $2.5 million. It's if you want to take home the floor model, which people are walking on, that you can get for the bargain of around $2 million. Obviously, Formula hoping to sell this bad boy here at the show. It would help 2025 sales. I want to give you the latest sales, looking back to pre-pandemic up to last year. Sales have improved. We hit a high during the pandemic, but we're in better shape now. We've seen about a 28% increase since 2019. But part of that increase is because of inflation. Volume is still down, especially when you look at powerboats.
Okay, and Madison went in a little bit further saying boat sales, they're absolutely improving.
When you look at last year compared to 2019, we have seen an improvement of about 28%. So that captures new boat sales, pre-owned boats, accessories, everything. But then you look at volume and you see that there are certain areas where we still need to improve. But consumer sentiment, it's improving. We've seen those interest rates start to come down. There's a stabilization in the economy. But another one of Trump's policies could cause problems for them. So the last time that Trump put tariffs in place, American boat builders were hit with retaliatory tariffs from Canada, our largest exporter when it comes to boats, the UK and the EU.
All righty, and hinted at this before the break. Rents for single-family homes are now no bueno, to put it delicately, 41% higher than pre-pandemic prices. According to the real estate company Zillow, multifamily housing rents have risen 26% in the same time frame. While high mortgage rates are bringing down buyer demand, new construction of multifamily buildings are keeping rent increases up. Zillow's chief economist said millennials, whose oldest members are in their 40s, are looking to move into bigger spaces, driving that demand.
Is that right?
Yes.
You get that? I mean, you agree with that?
Sure. I'm not a millennial, but I'll try my best to relate.
No, I'm just talking about the story. I just wonder if you were on board with that.
No. I can definitely believe that.
Okay, sad story. A real sad story. And we discussed this days ago. The lone dog who survived a fatal Escambia County mobile home fire in early January passed away Wednesday. Falcor. Remember we talked about, he was that three-year-old Sharpei? Suffered third-degree burns to nearly half his body. The community helped to raise over $12,500 on GoFundMe to fund his treatment. Well, Wednesday morning, Falcar returned to the animal hospital where he received a transfusion, but passed away a half hour later around there.
As you said, just a very unfortunate situation.
And that
there
was a nice... Okay, the dog was burnt, but he you could see he was a friendly type dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice I love Sharpeys.
Prayers goes out to Sharpeys and,
yes,
and to Falcor.
Absolutely. And Flight Risk off to a decent start at the box office. The action film starring Mark Wahlberg made $950,000 from Thursday previews yesterday. It's expected to make between $9 and $11 million in its first weekend in theaters. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Stick around. We'll be back in about 10 to 12 minutes, giving you another rundown of everything happening in your world this Friday.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.